And now this is a dictation for Ranald Wedge, W-E-D-G-E, July 8, 1862. Address as a letter to Jody, J-O-D-I, Drenth, D as in David, R-E-N-T-H, D-N-P, 953-5329. Dear Mrs. Drenth, a follow-up for Mr. Wedge, history of bipolar disorder, lithium exposure, question diabetes insipidus, prior hypernatremia, chronic renal failure, last visit in September, comes accompanied with caregiver from adult foster care, was in the hospital with bowel obstruction, did not require surgery, on a modified soft diet, no reported vomiting, there is constipation without bleeding, there was a gross hematuria, treated in the emergency room with antibiotics for question UTI, no imaging, ultrasound or CAT scan were done, has received intravenous iron for anemia, came in a wheelchair, I'm not aware of falling, no respiratory distress, no hemoptysis, does have chronic tremors, he is not verbal, only moans, there has been behavioral problems in the facility. Next paragraph, medication list review, a number of medications for his psychiatric disorder. I want to highlight lisinopril, recent antibiotic Cipro, next paragraph, today blood pressure 106 over 70 on the right side. They shaved him this morning and he shows a rash over his upper lip, as well as on the jaw area. I do not hear localized RALS, no pericardial RAP, no abdominal distension, minimal peripheral edema. He has resting tremor upper extremities. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, March, normal white blood cell hemoglobin, chronically low platelets 107, creatinine higher than baseline 1.2, 1.3, presently 1.7. If this will be a steady state, GFR around 42. Normal potassium, sodium actually low at 135, metabolic acidosis of 20, and normal calcium albumin, a low phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, question progression. Given the recent gross hematuria, question urinary tract infection, he is incontinent. If chemistries persist elevated, we will do a bladder ultrasound. He will require sedation for the testing. Next number, hypertension presently in the low side. Next number, hyponatremia. Next number, chronic thrombocytopenia, which very well could be effect of medications. Not progressive and not bleeding. Next number, no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy or volume overload. We'll see what the new chemistry shows and make decisions, otherwise come back on the next 4 to 6 months or early as needed. Continue his psychiatry medications per yourself and mental health, and addiction.